Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 24th, 2016. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Divisions rock striking workers of the National Railways of Zimbabwe as some of them heed a 24-hour ultimatum to return to work.
Those who are not returning back to work are saying we must go back to work and we will be paid our 15-month salary.
Will the bond notes work as efficiently as the bond coins?
And meet one of the most versatile Mandela Washington Fellows, who is a graduate selling vegetables and other wares.
Some striking National Railways of Zimbabwe workers are said to have heeded a 24-hour ultimatum issued by the company last week for them to return to work. Others, however, are continuing with the strike, saying their grievances have not yet been met. The workers have been demanding outstanding salaries backdating to 2015. Kenneth Nemachena, General Secretary of the Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railwaymen Workers Union, says although the strike is continuing, some workers have decided to return to work in compliance with Labour Minister Priska Mfumira's Shoko's order and the NRZ's ultimatum issued last Thursday. The parastatal said in the notice to return to work that it shall invoke appropriate provisions of the Labour Act, NRZ Code of Conduct, as well as other applicable laws if the workers did not heed the call. Nemachena tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri workers will continue to fight for their rights despite minor setbacks they are currently facing.
They don't have to return back to work, and they are demanding their 15-month salary. They are adamant about that. Those who have not returned back to work are saying we will not go back to work and we will be paid our 15-month salary. They are saying we would rather better get fired than going back to work, because they are saying they don't have the energy to perform any
duty. In its notice, the company had said that those who fail to return to work, the company will use the Labour Act, the National Railways of Zimbabwe Code of Conduct, as well as other applicable laws. Has this happened so far?
As of today, from our side, we haven't yet received any employee who has come forward saying I've been charged by the employer. So we are still waiting to hear and see
That was Kenneth Nemachena, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railwaymen Workers Union, on the phone from Bulawayo with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Reacting to these reports, NRZ spokesman Fanuel Masigati refused to shed light on the issue and asked Studio 7 to call him Thursday for an update on the strike. Economist Masimba Kuchera, who is the director of the Center for Disability and Development, says the continued strike by the NRZ workers has a serious impact on the country's economy.
Well, it has a serious impact if it is allowed to continue like this. Remember that it is far much cheaper to transport goods using rail transport rather than either air or road transport. And you can also transport bulk goods using rail transport. So in the long run, the net effect is that the prices of goods and services, especially the goods that come from what is being transported by the railways, is not a quick, eventually go up, because the cost then of transport, be it coal or grain, will have rapidly increased if we move from rail to road. And the negative impact is that people will still rely on imports, which means that more cash will be going out of the country, because then we'll be importing goods that we can manufacture here. But due to these price distortions and cost disparities, we'll be having to rely on imports. So it means that whatever the government is trying to do will come to naught, because all the money that he's trying to save by encouraging people to buy locally will eventually go to importing goods that can easily be manufactured here due to cost.
That was Masimba Kuchera, director of the Center for Disability and Development, on the line from Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Since introduction in 2014, bond coins have remained pegged at 1:1 with the US dollar, lending credence to the theory of its proponents that the proposed bond notes may work as efficient as the coins. But some economists are skeptical of the introduction of the bond notes with a value pegged against the US dollar because low exports and subdued production of various goods in Zimbabwe. One of the critics of the bond money or coupons, economist Prosper Chitambara, says the notes will not work because the coin's success was based on the need to use small change, not any economic factors.
Well, I think my expert observation is that I think it's really a drop in the ocean when you look at the extent of the incentive, the export incentive that's been provided by the Reserve Bank. And also, I think it's something that was not done consultatively. So I think probably the uptake from producers, from exporters may actually be on the low side. There are also a lot of uncertainty as to whether the government wants to use this as a way of reintroducing the Zim dollar, in other words, through the bank though. So I think there are a lot of uncertainties that could affect the uptake and also the success of the bond notes. It's a bit too early probably to comment on the successes, but I think there are some of those headwinds that will affect its effectiveness.
But looking at the bond coins themselves, which are in circulation, they have been pegged at 1:1 with the US dollar, and they are still pegged at 1:1. What do you make of that?
I think the bond coins, the uptake was very high because it also provided, it sought to provide immediate relief to consumers there. The major problem they were dealing with was the issue of the unit of account of money, the issue of change, small change. So I think that's why the bond coins the big success. But I don't think the sale can be said of the bond notes. And by the way, the bond coins are not a medium of international exchange. They are just used in Zimbabwe. So I think probably that the convenience that they brought, I think, provides reasons why they were a success.
But don't you see the same success that the bond coins have translating to the bond notes?
Well, I don't think so. What the Zimbabweans are saying that the bond notes are aimed at providing some sort of an incentive to exporters. But I'm not really sure because it's not the incentive is not much actually. And I don't think that's going to increase our exports quite significantly. I think what we needed to do is to come up with measures that limit some of the imports. Well, I think the imports, when you look at our current account balance, I think the major problem is to do with the import side. The average imports per year are around $7-8 billion. Exports are about $3 or $4 billion. So I think we need to do address probably drastically the import side as opposed to these bond notes aimed at incentivizing exports.
That was economist Prosper Chitambara on the line with Studio 7 from Harare. Zimbabwe's worsening economic collapse is forcing thousands of university and college graduates into street vending. Samuel Wadzai is a typical example. He holds a master's degree in human resource development from the Great Zimbabwe University. Wadzai is one of 60 Zimbabwean youths headed to the U.S. next month under the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and he speaks to reporter Ntungamili Nkomo.
I'm so excited about this opportunity. This is one of the best moments in my life, and I know this is going to go a long way in terms of improving my capacities as a leader. I know this is a very prestigious fellowship which each and every one aspires to be part of. So for me to be selected to be part of this fellowship is a great thing to happen in my life, and I would like to say thank you to everyone who is supporting me, everyone who supported me, and I can assure them that I'm not going to disappoint.
Vending is a job that's widely considered as less than fashionable. You are a university graduate, but you are into vending. Why?
We are into vending because there is no employment in Zimbabwe. If you look at the statistics of unemployment in the country, they are between 90 to 95% unemployment, and this is a very dire situation. We are therefore into vending because we have got no option. We have to look after our families. We have to look after our mothers and our fathers who send us to school. So this is really a refugee occupation.
Do you have many university graduates or college graduates among your ranks?
We have got a platform which we recently launched as an organization called the Graduate Street Vendors Platform. This platform is a grouping of graduates, young graduates, holders of degrees. It was created after the realization that we need to be able to start to speak together as we try to engage the local authorities. Then the second reason why it was created, we want it to become a platform for training of the street vendors so that they are able to do their businesses profitably and to grow to become macro entrepreneurs and be able also even to participate in the development of the economy. But we realize that before we even start to do that, we need to capacitate our members in terms of how they do business, you know, the basic accounting, customer care, and customer service, communication, and so on and so forth. So this platform was specifically created for the graduates who are now part of the vending community. So yes, we have got quite a number of graduates who are now in the streets and who are our members. In fact, to be precise, we have got over 4,000 graduates who are part of the organization. And when we launched that program some time back in Harare, we had a very good number of them participating and you know, developing these strategies in terms of how we can be able then to start to engage with the government, even the private sector, and the policymakers to ensure that we are involved in all these processes.
And what exactly do you deal in yourself? What do you sell?
I run a shop that specializes in jewelry. I also sell cell phone accessories.
That was Mandela Washington Fellow and leader of the Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, Samuel Wadzai, on the line from Harare with Studio 7 reporter Ntunga Milinkomo.